second parak of Megillah Mishnah Talad. Hakol Ksheim Likas as a Megillah. Any Jew can read the Megillah. Chutz Mecheresh Shoyte V'Kotten. A Cheresh, deaf mute, Shoyte, and same person, and a minor cannot be made to other people B'Kriyas HaMegillah, because they do not have the status of a Mechuyiv B'Dover. One who is not Mechuyiv in a mitzvah cannot be made to other people. So for those persons that even a Cheresh that can speak and not hear, also cannot be made to other people, even though in respect of the Halachah is considered like a regular person. Since here it's a mitzvah to hear the Megillah, and he cannot hear, for various reasons he cannot, he's not considered mechuyev, the mo machmer over here, and cannot be made to other people. Rabbi Yehuda marsha b'kotten. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kotten can be made to other people when he was magia lechinuch. Yeah. The chachomim hold that even so kotten cannot, because even though Mikra Megillah is a Derabbanan, but everybody else has one Derabbanan, the Kotten has a double Derabbanan. That's a simple explanation. There are other explanations also, but we'll leave it with that. Ein Karnas a Megillah, one cannot read the Megillah. We're going to give a whole list of things that have to be done in the daytime. So even though we read the Megillah at night, but the second reading has to be in the daytime. So the Megillah has to be in the daytime, and it cannot be read before Alayis HaShachar. The same thing goes by Mila. The Mila is on the morning of the 8th day. It cannot be done before Alayis HaShachar of the 8th day. The Loi Toivlin, a person that needs a tefillah in the daytime, for example, a Zavah that needs Shiva Nekiyim, after the day of the 7th day, they can go to the Mikvah. But before that, they cannot. So they have to be Toivl after Alayis HaShachar of the 7th day, Loi Mazin, sprinkling the waters of the Paradum, and the 3rd and the 7th day of the tire process of someone with Tomei Mit can also be done only on the daytime. Chen Shomer Shem Keneged Yoyim. A woman who saw Zova for one day, she has to be tar for part of the next day, at least a little bit of the morning of the next day, then she goes to the mikvah. But she can't go to the mikvah after Lotz HaShachar. Like Titvel Ad Shetonei Tzachama. So the Mishnah is saying, L'mayis L'chadchilo, all the things that have to be done in the daytime should be done after the sun starts shining. That way we know for sure that it's already daytime. V'kulam shatzim shalom amud ha-shachar kol shebidyeved, they were done after the amud ha-shachar, which is 4 milim time before that, it is kosher, because the halachic day starts from Alayis HaShachar. Just like Chachila, we don't rely on that, because it's very hard to know exactly when Alayis HaShachar is. Sunrise is something which is very clear, you see the sun.